Mike Webb, hey, I guess when you went to bed last night, this is the best possible scenario. One guy go 1-1, Metcalf tie for third overall.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to beat that. It was a good day. We, we only had, maybe 12 days total. Mm-hmm. But just the goal was to get a good base and keep him comfortable. And James was, and he rode a really good race. And I think Meddy loves to breathe the great outdoors. Right. He just completely relaxes, and he rides way to his potential. So yeah, it was a three-way tie for third, I think. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was really, really pumped.
What about the pressure or stress of this deal coming together? Have you put as many hours in the last little while as you did? As you put many hours in before as you did in the last 3 weeks, let's say?
Oh, no, it was insane trying to get ready for it. The pressure thing, though, James and I had a plan. It was like, we're going to take this one step at a time when we decided to do the series. But it was like, let's just build, and honestly, we both said, let's go top five. Podium, great. Mm-hmm. Win, shit, do backflips. Right. But it was one of those days. Everything clicked, I was probably more impressed with the second moto than the first. Just the way he managed the race. I think it's the best I've ever seen him manage a race.
Yep.
Kind of dictate what happened. I think he set a good pace. Dunge was riding great. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what lap, about 13, he threw down a burner. And, yep. And then that was it. So that really impressed me.
No doubt. And what's his bike setup like? What's testing been like with him? Is he way off of Brett? Is he off of Ryan Dungey or when Ryan rode here? Like, what's the bike setup like?
Yeah, he's completely different than anybody. Mm-hmm. We didn't.
I guess he's stiffer on the forks.
Yeah, but if you watch, they work. Mm-hmm. We don't have it where it's all choppered out and just rock up front. We got a real good balance. But yeah, we do run not crazy springs, but stiffer. And then the shim stacks a little bit stiffer.
Yep.
But, we kind of hit that pretty quick, pretty close. Mm-hmm. Today we moved his handlebar once and we adjusted the shock one time. Mm-hmm. So, and when I asked him, it's like, okay, what do you need? He's like, he's just smiling.
Yep.
So, we still have a lot of stuff we'd like to try with him, and we will. But, we got a great base and he's comfortable. He knows what the bike's going to do. And he's still learning what he can do on it, mm-hmm. Which is really cool. He's still learning that part.
Now, obviously, he didn't have the year he wanted over on the JGR Yamaha team. And you signed him up once that broke loose. But do you feel pressure? Did you feel pressure? Maybe he's not the James Stewart of old. Like we see today, he is. But maybe he's not. Maybe it isn't the bike. Did you feel pressure? Or did you kind of just know in your heart you're doing the right thing?
No, because I got to work with him last year when he was a free agent before mm-hmm. before he signed his other
That's
deal,
true, yeah.
And I've seen him ride, so you just can't deny it when you watch him ride. Now, to apply that to racing, to the outdoors, which he hasn't done in mm-hmm. 4 years, there was a risk. That's why we looked at it. Let's just take steps. But I think he and I talked. I said, dude, you've been doing this for 10 years at a pro level. And you've gained a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge. And when you get older, you learn how to apply that. When you're young, you don't know. But I think he's learned that part. Take his talent and apply what you've learned over the years. And I think we saw that today. He hit a big old kicker or a hole. The next lap, move over 6 inches and just, be a freeway.
Yeah.
And again, the way he managed that second race, that really, really impressed me.
Right on. Well, hey, thanks and good job. Congrats to your team.
Okay, thanks, Steve.